Well, welcome to Ward Church. You may be seated. It's a pleasure to have you here today. My name is John Beresford, and I am the Director of Traditional Worship here at Ward. Today's concert will be a celebration of freedom, as well as those who have paid for our freedom. We know that freedom requires sacrifice, and there are many in this room who have sacrificed for our nation, and we recognize you today. We'll continue our concert with the song God Bless America. Notice how the song takes the form of a prayer, as its author Irving Berlin writes, "We raise our voices in a solemn prayer for God's blessing and peace for the nation."
Thank you. At the root of freedom is sacrifice. Note that sacrifice and offering have the same meaning. The essential truth of Jesus Christ is revealed in his sacrifice for the world. In Jesus, God is revealed through love, sacrifice, and redemption. John 3:16 and 17, we find these words. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. May God continue to save us through Jesus. May our spiritual vitality never be limited by our sense of righteousness, but only through our blessedness. Yes, may God bless us once more as we face the challenges that lie ahead. And as we run the good race, may we set before us the glory that is found in the desire to lift freedom's banner high. May God bless us once more. And oh, that we may never relinquish the founding principles of faith, that the good news of Jesus Christ will be made known to all. God bless. Love you more each day.
stand and sing with us.
Spirituals are America's heart songs. Regardless of one's personal heritage, we are all Americans, united in a rich heritage of faith and freedom. We believe that freedom is an innate human right given to all humanity through the life-giving breath of the Creator. Our journey has not been without struggle and crisis, nevertheless. Though we stumble and fall, we shall rise to walk in the light of Jesus, the light of the world, and be born again unto the glory of eternity, where darkness is vanquished. And praise God, there is no more night.
Thank you.
Good evening. You enjoying your night so far? This is wonderful, right? Yeah. Well, let's stand up again. We've got some great sing-alongs to sing tonight, some spirituals and some American songs. We're going to start off with Joshua Fought the Battle of Jericho. Take us in, John. Here we go.
Joshua fought the battle of Jericho.
He got the whole world in his hands.
Say amen to that. Thank you so much for being with us. Go ahead and have a seat.
Isaiah writes in the 11th chapter, "And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign to the people. It shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious." The Jesse tree represents Jesus' family tree. The name is taken from Isaiah 11, in which Jesus is referred to as the shoot, coming up from the stump of Jesse, the father of King David. Praise God that this family is not limited to the line of Jesus of Nazareth. No, on the contrary, through the risen Christ, the new Adam, we are the new generation, the new creation, called to tell the world of the salvation that is found in Jesus' life, death, resurrection, ascension, and sending of the very Holy Spirit of God. Yes, the good news of Jesus is that through his sacrifice, we are redeemed, saved, freed to new life. Have you received that gift of life? It is available to you, and it is available for you. You see, we are not only freed from sin and ruin, but we are freed to forgiveness and restoration. We are freed to abundant life. We are freed to eternal life. Therein, we have made a part of the family of God that is to share with the whole world. We share in this holy heritage of the root of Jesse, all this only under God.
Bye. good evening, everybody. My name is Scott McKee. I'm the senior pastor here at Ward Church, and I want to add my welcome to all of you. We're really honored to have you with us here tonight. If you do not have a church home, please come back and see us on Sunday morning. We have four unique worship services each and every Sunday, all different kinds of music, all different kinds of styles. We've learned that different people connect with God differently. And so we are one church with multiple worship expressions. And we have lots of great programs, and whether you have a church home or not, you're always invited to any of our programs, events, or groups. We have Celebrate Recovery, Divorce Care, Grief Share, Senior Programs, Family Programs, and groups of all kinds. Our Military Care Group routinely sends cards and notes and care packages to active men and women of the military serving overseas. And you can get in on this. The Vanderluck kids did this on their own. I think we've got pictures of them. This is Dawson, Jamie, and little sister Dylan may have helped as well. They wanted to support the troops overseas, and they put together some items and sent it overseas to some active military. But our military care group makes this very easy for you to do, and they have a display table in the lobby tonight, and you can stop by and get a box and some instructions, and you can send a care package to one of the military men and women that they track and care for. So I hope you'll consider doing that tonight. If you enjoyed tonight's concert, and I know it's not over yet, but you kind of know already, right? If you enjoyed tonight's concert, you may enjoy another concert that we're hosting next month. We'll be hosting the King's Brass here in our building on July 29th. That's a Wednesday night, July 29th, 7 o'clock in this room. A very talented brass ensemble, the King's Brass, here on Wednesday, July 29th, 7 o'clock. Well, it wouldn't be church if we didn't take an offering. And so we're going to give you an opportunity to give to this ministry. Billy Petty is going to tell you about it. Billy Petty is our director of worship at Ward Church, and he and his staff oversee all of the musical life and all of the worship of Ward Church. Would you say hello to Billy Petty?
Yeah, good evening again, friends. I hope you're really enjoying tonight. It's a great night. I thought it was so great. I'm like, hey, I better invite my family to this. So my dad's here, mom, and old friends, my uncle, and this is a great event. Yeah, and I want to second the Scott's motion on the King's Brass. They're fantastic, and it's quite a show. It's not just great music either. And you know, here's a little a factoid. John Beresford, where is he? Where'd you go, John? Is he off the platform? Well, he's gone. He's back there running around. He used to be their pianist and keyboardist for a year and toured on the road with them for some time. We think that's kind of a big deal around here, so that's pretty great. So, yeah, King's Brass, come one, come all. All right, I'm going to embarrass some people tonight. Is Carol Helmick-Angus here? Did Carol make her way to the concert? Point her out if she did, friends. All right. Well, we always want to make mention of some of our former directors when they're here. I know Jerry Smith is here. Would you stand up, kind sir? Jerry Smith was at War Church for a lot of years. Jerry and Carol both left quite a legacy for people like me, young guys like me and John, to come in and do some more things in ministry here at Ward. And Jerry, thank you, and Carol, wherever you're at, if you end up watching this, but thank you so much for your kindness, your generosity, your service here, and it does not go unnoticed. And a night like this, to me, friend, reminds me, you know, we remember where we came from on a night like this. We remember our freedoms. We remember the people who went before us. It's a night of appreciation. So we all appreciate you, and we all appreciate so much of what you've done, Jerry and Sharon. Thank you. God bless you both. Yeah. Well, ushers, if you would make your way forward, this offering goes to help to support events like this and our general fund and some of the things here at Ward Church. If you'd be so kind to give, that would be wonderful. We say this. We say, if you were to go downtown to Detroit Symphony Orchestra and pay for a ticket for an event like this, what might you pay? If you're able and willing to give something like that, that would be wonderful. If you can't give anything at all, just let the plate pass you by and don't feel one little piece of guilt about it. Tonight is really our gift to you, and we're glad you're here. So I would like to pray for a moment, and it's our custom that we close our eyes and bow our heads. Would you just join me in doing that for just a moment? Thank you. Heavenly Father, for tonight, we give you thanks. We do remember where we came from on a night like this. We remember the freedoms that we have. We remember soldiers who have stood in harm's way so that we could have freedom. We remember the ultimate soldier, Jesus Christ, that stood in harm's way, that provided a bridge to eternity so we could walk across from this earth for when someday when we're gone, we can walk across to heaven and be with you for eternity. So thank you, Jesus, for being the ultimate soldier and paying the price for our freedom. So for tonight, with what we give, that we could tell your story again and again and again here at Word Church and beyond. So thank you so much for the work you're doing here, and thanks for such a great, inspiring night. We all pray in Jesus' name and say together as a church, amen. Thank you, friends. Handbells. Thank you, handbell friends. That is way harder than it looks. No joke. Yeah, way to go. They've been rehearsing a long time. That's wonderful. Thank you, everybody. Hey, I have something I'd like to read for us before we sing another hymn together. But before the night gets by, I only have one more chance with the microphone like this. And I just want to say a special thanks to John Beresford, our director of traditional worship, and our choir and our orchestra and our handbells and all of our tech team and friends. Can we thank them for putting on a great night? Eternal Father, strong to save, the Navy hymn. Originally written in 1860 for a student who was about to sail for the United States. The words were a poem by William Whiting of Winchester, England. In 1861, the words were set to this beautiful melody. It was composed by fellow Englishman, the Reverend John Backus Dykes. The hymn is known as the Navy Hymn because it is sung as the U.S. Navy Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, and on ships of the Royal Navy. This was President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's favorite hymn and sung at his funeral in April 1945. The Navy Band played this hymn in 1963 as President John F. Kennedy's body was carried up the steps of the U.S. Capitol to lie in state. Would you stand and join us in singing this U.S. Navy hymn, Eternal Father Strong to Save?
Nowhere in the Constitution of the United States of America will you find the phrase, the separation of church and state. On the contrary, there is a radical imperative that allows for the freedom of all people to be expressed through choice, not coercion, decision, not decree. On July 13, 1787, the Continental Congress enacted the Northwest Ordinance, which states, religion, morality, and knowledge being necessary to good government and the happiness of all people, schools, and the means of education shall be forever encouraged. Regardless of one's political persuasion, our country is bridled with the passion to equip and sustain the core idea of America, that all people are given inalienable rights by the Creator, for which governments are created to protect. It is for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness that our United States Declaration of Independence lays the foundation for freedom. But this freedom is not free. It has been bought with the blood of those who love country more than self. We, who are the benefactors of their future, are given a sacred trust to secure that future with our commitment to the covenant made with God and this great country called the United States of America. In the tranquil beauty of where they rest, we are called to revere them as they live, as those most blessed. Blades of grass and pure white stone shelter those who've come and gone. Just below the emerald sod are those who've reached the arms of God. Buried here with dignity, endless rows for all to see, freedom seeds in sorrow sown, neath blades of grass and pure white stones.
Thank you. have always been there. Here's young, here's afraid. Let him rest, heaven bless. Bring him. Like the sun I might have known, if God had granted me a son. The summers die one by one, how soon they fly on and on. And I am old and will be
as the Aeronautical Division of the Army Signal Corps, was later named the Army Air Corps, and finally the United States Air Force after World War II. The debt of gratitude we as a nation owe these brave soldiers cannot be measured. With this tribute in song, let's remember those who had fallen, those who continue to serve, by standing when your service song is played, and then let all of us join in the singing of the final measures of America the Beautiful at the conclusion of this American Heroes tribute. the United States Army. Over hill, over dale, we will hit the dusty trail as the great gods grow holy. Marching right about, and those acorns go rolling along. Then it's high, high, in the steel artillery. Shout out your numbers out and strong. For wherever you go, you will always know that the acorns go rolling along. That the acorns go rolling along. The United States Coast Guard. So we place a trust in thee to serve at storm and howling gale. I shall our purpose fill. Never perhaps is our guide, our faith. The Marines hymn.
at this point in the concert, this is a really special time of the concert, I'm going to invite all of those of you who just stood up and were recognized to come and join me on stage when I call out the war or the era in which you served. I'm going to do this in reverse chronological order. So I'm going to start by inviting anybody who is currently active duty or who has served in our global war on terror. If you're here tonight, please come forward and join me on stage. If there's anybody here who fought or served during the time of Desert Storm, please come forward. Is anybody here who served during the Vietnam War? Please come forward. If you served in World War II, or if any other time I didn't call, please come forward to the stage now. I was just reminded I forgot the Korean War, too. I'm so sorry. Please come forward if you haven't come forward yet. I assume most of them are up here. These ladies and gentlemen in front of you are the ones who have paid for our freedom here in this country. Can we thank them right now? For these men and women. Jesus, you said there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Today we pray for those men and women who have in their military service sacrificed their time, strength, ambition, health and even their lives on this earth to benefit friends, both known and unknown. Many of our warriors carry scars in their hearts as well as on their bodies. Dark memories haunt their dreams at night. Fears cloud their waking hours. Jesus, you came to give us abundant life by providing a way for us to release our pain to you. On the cross, you bore our sorrows and brokenness, and when we trust you, we can exchange our wounds for your joy and a future unhindered by fate. Bring this gift now to the veterans of our nation who bear tangible and intangible wounds. Bless the families of soldiers who bear these pains vicariously. Give them patience and wisdom and strength to endure, and more than endure, to hope and faith for a better world to come. God, not everything that happens in life is good, but you promise to work all things together for the good of those who love you. Create good in the families of veterans who have experienced pain and loss. We honor our veterans in your name. We thank you as we thank them for their sacrifice. We ask you to return to them the favor of your blessing, a gift we on our own accord could never offer. We ask that you would give our veterans a peace beyond the peace they fought to secure, a peace in their own hearts, wrapped in the joy of a life touched by your strong hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reminded of 2 Timothy, which says, "Join me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer." Everyone here today is a soldier, and there's a promise to soldiers, and we're going to hear about that in this next song.
Lord, my battle scars are many, and my medals must be few. For in the midst of conflict raging, so often I failed you.
But somehow you kept me standing, you picked me up each time I fall. You don't cast out wounded soldiers, you just love them through it all.
One day all the soldiers will go home. We'll cease fighting, for the battle will be won. As the captain says, well done, you fought the fight, the race is won. Wounded soldiers,
yet at times the flesh is weak, and so often I have met your grace as I go down in defeat.
It's then I recall that battle that was fought by you alone, as your blood flowed from that rugged cross, a victory was won.
One day all the soldiers will go home. We'll cease fighting, for the battle will be won. As the captain says, well done. You fought the fight, the race is won.
So you too can take part in helping out our soldiers. And also stop by, we have Veterans Radio, who's out in our hall. They've been broadcasting our concert tonight, and I'm sure they'd love to talk to you and hear about your experience tonight and potentially even be on the radio. Who knows? Anyway, in closing, here is one of John Philip Sousa's most famous marches. Any ideas? Stars and Stripes Forever. Here we go.